Well, good morning. It is 6:32 a.m. on Tuesday, May 16th, 2023. 60 degrees, which is halfway between 15 and 16 degrees Celsius. 84% humidity. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street. My glucose is 110 this morning. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. I don't know why I'm late this morning. Morning. I had one of these internet moments where I saw an image of an artist, Jen Mazza, M-A-Z-Z-A. She did this series of paintings of, it's just fingers in books. You know how you use your fingers to hold your space in a book or something like that? And it's the most erotic pictures of fingers in books, fingers holding spaces in books that I've ever seen. It was like, oh my God. And then with a casual flick of the finger on the phone, I lost the image. And it's like, and I didn't catch the name or anything. So I spent like 5 minutes doing a Google search, trying to find all the terms to re-find those images. And eventually I did, but it took like 5-10 minutes of diligent Googling to find it again. So I guess I rabbit holed myself, but found it, so yay. That put me a little bit behind schedule. Another gorgeous day in paradise. Sitting there marinating, and Ben came by, satchel guy, and we got to talking, saying, yeah, it's my weekend. It's like, so you got a couple days off, what you gonna do? Like, do the gym, go grocery shopping. It's like, dude, you're in Portland, Oregon, man. There's stuff to see here, things to do. It's like, yeah, it's all expensive. It's like, not everything. Nothing else, go wander Powell's, man. I said, oh, books are for nerds. It's like, dude, books are for nerds. It's all right. Everybody has their thing. But I don't think Ben and I are going to become close, fast friends. We will be pleasant acquaintances that pass each other of a morning. But there are certain criteria for friendship, and loving Powell's, or at least admiring the awesomeness of Powell's, is definitely a criteria for mine. So let's see, tonight, Eric, my buddy Eric, is coming in to town. God, I haven't seen him since Balticon. We did some gaming online together, which was cool, but I haven't seen him in years. We haven't breathed the same air in years. So that will be nice. We're gonna do a little architectural touring. I'm gonna hit the Portland building, and there's a couple other architectural delights downtown I want to show him. I was going to take him to Piazza Italia, but I didn't make reservations last night. And as I have found out, for a small local bistro, it ain't easy getting tables at the place. So may need to do an alternative to that. You know, find some place downtown, because we're going to hit Powell's. What a shock. But maybe I can find, oh, there's that Italian place I've been wanting to try. Mufasa? I forget. We'll give that a try. But, and I know it's Tuesday. We should do Taco Tuesday. I might do that. Ooh, I might just take him to the damn food truck. Yes, fam. That's going to be awesome. Powell's. Speaking of Powell's. Hello, Powell's. Yeah. Take him to the Birria taco truck. That's what I'm talking about. They got to be open for dinner. Yeah. There we go. Cool. Problem solved. So I was trying to schedule a call with Rita, and, you know, what evening are you free? I'm going. And I looked at my schedule, and it's like, I'm not free. I got stuff going on. Friday night I'm open. But my social calendar has filled up dramatically, which is lovely, but just not a circumstance I'm used to, and I'm okay with that. Ah, oh, Lordy. Just trying to think if there's anything. Yesterday was a very nice day, but it wasn't particularly eventful. Yeah, there's not a lot going on. Muse still testing positive for COVID, which is unfortunate. She's feeling better, but she hasn't tested negative yet. So we're on hold for that for now. But she's on the mend. I mean, she's feeling better. And that's good. It's just time. Taking time. I recorded my last episode of Old Time Radio Essentials last night, stepping away from that project. So one less thing on my social calendar. Well, the downside of this Bluetooth mic is with its noise canceling, there's no sound to fill the gaps on those rare occasions when I don't actually have something to say. Very rare occasions. I'm looking forward to Eric coming now. It's gonna be nice to share Portland with somebody. I mean, everybody that I'm doing Portland with is in Portland. So it's like, yeah, this is Portland and this is fun. But there's something about exploring a place with someone for whom this isn't their stomping grounds that I don't know. It's that excitement of seeing something for the first time through someone else's eyes. That freshness. Not that it isn't exciting to go get, we're going to do a tiki adventure tomorrow night. Go to a tiki bar. Apparently the tiki bar is a thing here in Portland. I've seen a couple of them. We're going to go to one of those and do tiki, which I assume is just frou-frou drinks, and I'm here for that. I loves me a good frou-frou drink. But seeing something, sharing something, what is it? It's like there's a feeling of possession. Like, this is my town and you're coming to visit my town, so I'm going to show you around. Yeah, I don't know. But it's going to be fun. And it's going to be good to see Eric. I haven't seen him since Balticon of years and years ago. So, looking forward to that and all the other stuff going on this week. And I'll tell you what, Jameson Square is a destination. Every time I walk by here of an afternoon when the weather's nice, this place is packed. It's kids jumping around in the pond, pool, fountain thing, blankets laid out. I will say this, the boombox game in Portland is intense. People have these enormous sound systems, portable sound systems that they take with them, throw them on their back, and just walk down the street banging out with this massive bass, whatever music is in their heads. It's distracting. It's impressive, but it's incredibly distracting. And all my 2 years in Chicago, but still, never saw this level of sound coming out of boom boxes. Anyway, I blather, and I am through Jameson Square, so let's wrap up this rather quiet walk. Sorry, guys, not every trip is going to be an adventure in insight and inspiration. Sometimes a walk is just a walk. For a Tuesday, Taco Tuesday, or the day with no nickname. So avail yourself. write your own nickname for a Tuesday. I hope you have a lovely day. I hope the sun shines or the rain falls gently or whatever. I hope somebody makes you bacon. God, go love joy. Go love joy. I hope you have a lovely, lovely Tuesday. And however it goes down, I can cherish the words of Zigzag Claiborne. Despite everything, create, add to the world, even if it's a little silence. Silence is not nothing. Silence has a presence. And sometimes just adding that in your life is a blessing. And I will tell you to love fearlessly. Because that just kind of sweetens everything and turns up the volume just a notch. And that's never a bad thing. And I promise I will do the same. And I will talk to you soon.